If you watched the Winter Olympics, you may have seen Lindsey Vonn lose control on the giant slalom course and crash into a safety barrier. Perhaps you saw various teams skidding their sleds during the bobsled runs and sometimes winding up upside down. And of course, we all heard about the tragedy involving the Olympian from Georgia who died during a training run on the luge. The Winter Olympics has a very real set of dangers, and we witnessed that repeatedly this year. After seeing all that, you may have wondered if Olympic or Olympics-bound or Olympics-hopeful athletes have sued after such accidents. The quick answer is yes. At least one made it into the law books. You might also wonder if such lawsuits are or would be successful. The quick and general answer is that they're tough to win. And the reason is because of what we all recognized as we watched, that ice and snow and the need for speed combine at the Winter Olympics and yet often do not mix. In tort law, there's a defense to a plaintiff's cause of action in many jurisdictions known as assumption of the risk. Put succinctly, if someone participates in something dangerous and that person has full knowledge of the dangers, they are said to have assumed the risk of those dangers in a legal sense. For a more detailed explanation, we return to the Olympic sport of speed skating and to Lake Placid, scene of the 1980 Winter Olympics. There's a training facility at Lake Placid, and a two-time Olympic medal winner was practicing there many years later. The court takes up the action. She fell on the ice, hit the fiberglass boards surrounding the rink, and injured her spine. Although pads had been placed on the boards, she fell in such a manner that her feet lifted them up, causing her hip to strike the boards directly. I add, ouch. The speed skater filed a negligence action against the United States Olympic Committee, arguing that it hadn't installed the rink's safety pads to meet international standards, and that those pads therefore hadn't protected her. But the court found that the skater was acutely aware of how the pads were installed, having participated in the process. More importantly, the court explained, she was an athlete who had voluntarily participated in speed skating and had consented to those, quote, commonly appreciated risks, which are inherent in and arise out of the nature of the sport generally and flow from such participation. The court relied on another speed skater who testified in an affidavit that falling speed skaters often strike the protective pads and cause them to move out of position. The plaintiff's accident, therefore, including the moving pads, was an inherent risk of her sport. Given that sort of decision, in that sort of case, you can imagine that it would be tough to convince a court that any spinning, racing, or jumping athlete had not assumed the risks of an icy spin, race, or jump, especially when the Olympic motto is said to be faster, higher, stronger. I'm Amy Guida.